We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Nuwun, courageous viewers. Nuwun means greetings in Javanese, a language spoken by about 80 million people in Indonesia and Suriname. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeh Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Japanese fruit grower is honored by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO. In cultural news, the National Day of Myanmar or Burma is observed. In sustainable energy news, Saudi Arabia's first solar power plant is in operation. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 20th, is Universal Children's Day. In 1954, the United Nations encouraged all countries to institute this special occasion to honor young people around the globe. It is a time to emphasize and commend youth's many contributions to the world and promote their health and well-being. This day commemorates the adoption by the UN of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959 and the Convention of the Rights of the Child in 1989. School programs, festivals, seminars, and art exhibits that are dedicated to children and finding solutions for the betterment of their lives are some of the many activities on this day. May heaven abundantly bless all youngsters with a happy, peaceful, and prosperous future. Tune in to our special show today, Nurturing the Colorful Stars of Our World, celebrating Universal Children's Day on Good People, Good Work.
Hawaiian news. Rare tornado strikes Bolivian city. A tornado that struck on Thursday, November 17th, destroyed entire buildings and dozens of homes throughout three neighborhoods on the outskirts of the central Bolivian city of Cochabamba. The force of the wind around the twister toppled light poles and trees. A Bolivian meteorologist noted that tornadoes usually form in plains and are extremely unusual for Cochabamba, which is surrounded by mountains. A resident in Pucara, one of the affected neighborhoods, was able to record a video of the frightening event from his mobile phone as local children desperately sought shelter. Despite the suddenness and severity of the storm, there were thankfully no fatalities or significant injuries reported. Our heartfelt best wishes for the soon recovery of those affected by the tornado, as we pray that secure conditions soon prevail through humanity's more benevolent care of the environment.
Nevada fire displaces nearly 10,000 people. High winds and dry conditions carried embers from a wildfire in Reno, Nevada, USA, as far as 2 kilometers away on Thursday, November 17th, spreading flames by Friday to more than 2,000 acres. Police went door-to-door overnight on Thursday, urging up to 10,000 residents to leave, as firefighters arrived from across the state to fight the fire. One 74-year-old man perished to a heart attack while fleeing a blaze, with at least 16 people who were treated at local hospitals for primarily smoke inhalation and one fireman who suffered from burns. As snow flurries began on Friday, officials stated that the blazes were fortunately being contained. Our gratefulness, all firefighters, for your tireless efforts as we send sympathies for the loss of life and pray for the soon recovery of the injured firefighter and all others affected by the flames. May our world be spared such damaging events as we join in gentler regard for all fellow inhabitants on Earth.
Earthquakes hit U.S., Panama, Ecuador, Russia, Mexico, Guatemala, Chile, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, and Indonesia as volcanic activity continues to affect Spain. In the early hours of Tuesday, November 15th, a trembler measuring 3.3 on the Richter scale struck 42 kilometers south of Hot Springs, South Dakota, USA, as the second such quake to be felt by the region's residents within a week. Also that day, residents on the coast of Colon, Panama, felt a 4.7 magnitude tremor centered at Santa Isabel. On Wednesday evening, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Ecuador, 129 kilometers southwest of Manta. The tremor could be felt in the provinces of Manabí and Guayas, sending residents fleeing to the streets in fear, and was followed by at least 6 aftershocks.
On Thursday morning, a 5.1 magnitude tremor struck the southwest of Russia's Sakha Republic, its epicenter 145 kilometers northeast of Ust-Nira. Also that morning, three quakes of magnitudes up to 5.1 struck in quick succession in the border area of Mexico's Chiapas state and neighboring Guatemala. That day in Chile, at least a dozen earthquakes were recorded in the Biobío region, near the epicenter of the devastating 8.8 magnitude quake that occurred in February 2010, with the largest measuring 4.5 on the Richter scale. On Friday evening, a 6.0 tremor struck near Gisborne, New Zealand, that had been preceded by two others at magnitude 5.2 and 5.7.
Also that day, the New Britain region of Papua New Guinea was rocked by a 5.1 magnitude earthquake centered 32 kilometers southwest of Kandrian. In Indonesia, a magnitude 5.3 tremor was registered off Bali Island, 272 kilometers southwest of Nusa Dua. Meanwhile, in the Spanish Canary Islands, underwater volcanic eruptions off the coast of El Hierro have subsided in intensity. However, canceled visits from 1,500 tourists thus far have raised concerns for the small island's economy.
With thankfulness for the safety of those in the affected regions, we pray for the stabilizing of people's lives as well as the environment through our kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Suối cạn chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa xin bất cơn thần quay cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau.
Biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đầu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, biển cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 430. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
former Soviet states sign accord to form Eurasian Economic Union. In a meeting that brought together leaders from former Soviet Union states, an agreement was reached on Friday, November 18th, to form a single economic union beginning January 1st, 2012. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev, and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko all affirmed that this would deepen their country's economic and diplomatic ties, with the integration also helping contribute stability to global markets. The organization will be developed in accordance with World Trade Organization guidelines and is a stepping stone to the creation of a formal Eurasian Economic Union that would operate on similar principles as its European equivalent.
Конечно, это очень важное событие, к которому мы долго шли. Сегодняшняя наша встреча действительно имеет шансы стать одним из ключевых событий текущего года. Тем самым мы сделали очередной и очень мощный шаг на пути формирования Евразийского экономического союза.
Our sincere accolades, Your Excellencies, for your unifying work together. May it continue for the flourishing of fellow citizens both within your countries and across the globe.
Hip-hop is going more vegan. In an interview with Caitlin Donahue of the U.S.-based San Francisco Bay Guardian, acclaimed hip-hop and vegan jazz visual artist Justin Bua shared about his newly released portrait book, Legends of Hip-Hop. With a theme of describing the lives and careers of iconic MCs, DJs, producers, breakdancers, and graffiti artists, the volume has been written and illustrated by Justin himself. Saying that he believes veganism is the ultimate expression of the hip-hop culture, Justin stated, "It's about having a clean head and mind." He went on to affirm hip-hop's ability to influence change in the world through the plant-based lifestyle, as he commented, "The ultimate form of respect is to not eat each other." Justin is currently on tour promoting his book, along with pioneering turntable champion and fellow vegan DJ Qbert. A big cheers and congratulations, Justin Bua, on your newest creative venture. May your message of art and veganism inspire many toward this caring, vibrant, and peaceful way of life.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Algerians rescued at sea. The journalistic agency Italy reports that 26 Algerians were rescued by Italian coast guards on Wednesday, November 16th, after being lost at sea for 9 days. 4 were in serious condition due to sun exposure, and they were transported to Sant'Antioco, where all received immediate medical care. Our appreciation, Italian Coast Guard, for your life-saving rescue efforts. We are glad to know of the Algerian safety and wish them a soon recovery with happy reunions in the company of loved ones.
Save our planet. Whales perish in 2 mass strandings. As of late Wednesday, November 16th, despite persistent rescue efforts, a total of 91 whales perished in separate stranding incidents occurring on remote beaches in Australia's Tasmania and the northern tip of South Island in New Zealand. In New Zealand, 65 pilot whales that became beached earlier in the week all died, in part because their inaccessible location made rescue impossible.
Meanwhile, in Australia, 2 whales were successfully guided back to deeper waters, but a third died on Wednesday, with 26 total that perished after they became stranded
reported on a Tasmanian beach the previous Saturday. Scientists believe that whales may beach in groups due to their strongly social nature, with many that respond to distress signals sent out by one or more ill or disoriented members of a pod. With deep sorrow for the tragic passing of these beautiful wonders of the sea, we send our appreciation to the rescuers for their caring endeavors. May human hearts be touched to live in such a manner that all Earth's inhabitants can thrive.
Speaking with concern for the perilous conditions faced by many marine animals who face rising pollutants along with human-created climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the stranding of whales and dolphins and what must be done to protect all lives.
As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. The whales and the dolphins are thus being driven from the ocean as conditions worsen. They are suffocating them. Sometimes hundreds at a time, they're dying on the beach because they cannot tolerate this toxic condition in the seawater anymore. What do we think? Why the dolphin and the whale beach on the sand? They die hundreds at a time because they cannot suffer anymore. The water in which they live, water means life to them, but now water become poison. So they had to go out. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Starting from Africa's Burundi, concerned citizens join the Caravan of Hope, which is traveling 4,000 miles across 10 countries to reach Durban, South Africa on November 26, 2011, where the participants will appeal for a just solution to emerge from the UN Climate Change Summit.
Save Our Planet. Consistent with the findings of a final report issued by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change on November 18, 2011, forecasting increased extreme weather events, the U.S. National Climatic Data Center states that a record number of disasters have occurred so far in 2011, with financial damages alone approaching $50 billion.
Greetings, viewers. Oggy the Piglet here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Today, I have a household tip to share. If you notice the air quality within your home is not very good, try to find the cause. It may be chemicals in new carpets or an undetected water leak, for example. Once you have identified the source, you can decide if the item can be cleaned or repaired. Weather allowing, it is a good idea to open windows periodically to ventilate the room naturally. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
And agriculture news. A Japanese food grower is honored by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Her Royal Highness Princess Maha Chakri Sirintong of Thailand presented the award to Ms. Satoka Anzai in a ceremony in Bangkok. Ms. Anzai, who is 62 years old, initiated chemical-free high-yield methods of cultivating fruit. She is the first Japanese citizen to be the recipient of the FAO award. Ms. Anzai has also worked to empower women farmers in the country. She has shared information with many on nutritious foods and sustainable agricultural practices. Congratulations, Ms. Satoka Anzai, on this well-deserved recognition. May natural farming methods help bring our world to a vibrant and balanced state.
In cultural news, the National Day of Myanmar or Burma is observed today. Situated in Southeast Asia, it is a country of great diversity with 135 ethnic groups. There are several protected areas in scenic Myanmar or Burma, including the Inlay Lake Sanctuary and the Shwe Setor Wildlife Sanctuary, which is habitat for the endangered herbivorous Burmese star tortoise. Among Myanmar's or Burma's most famous citizens are Daw San Suu Kyi, who was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991, respected artist Ulun Jue, and renowned journalist, writer, and folklorist Ludu Uhla. May the kind people of Myanmar have a celebratory national day. Up next on Noteworthy News, a solar plant in Saudi Arabia will save 28,000 barrels of diesel fuel annually. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned for more Noble News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, mind-soothing news for a calming world. In sustainable energy news, Saudi Arabia's first solar power plant is in operation. Situated on Farasan Island, the 500-kilowatt plant will save the equivalent of 28,000 barrels of diesel fuel annually. The location was chosen for its year-round sunshine, which emits some 7,000 watts of energy per square meter on an average of 12 hours per day. The plant was constructed by Saudi Electric Company together with Japanese energy company Showa Shell Seikyu KK. Our accolades and appreciation, Saudi Arabia and participating companies on this wonderful endeavor. May we see more such eco-friendly initiatives in every corner of our planet.
Please join us for a joke told in Nepalese entitled Parallel Greetings.
म युवा छँदा विवाहहरुमा जान मलाई पटक्कै मन पर्दैन थियो किनकि मेरी सानी आमा ठूली आमा हजुरबुवा र हजुरआमाहरु आएर मलाई ढाडमा थपथपाउँदै खुशीका साथ यसो भन्ने गर्नुहुन्थ्यो लौ यसपछि त हाम्रो केटाको पालो उहाँहरुले यस्तो ख्यालठट्टा गर्न तब बन्द गर्नुभयो जब मैले पनि काजक्रियाहरु बस्दा उहाँहरुसित यसै गरी नै ठट्टा गर्न थाले
And now for our viewers' heartline on Bob Barker, The Price is Always Right When Saving Animal Lives, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
We need more people like Bob Barker. Zacks.
Supportive Zacks, it's great to hear from you. The compassionate Mr. Bob Barker, famed television host for many years, has donated millions of dollars to help protect our innocent co-inhabitants. At 87 years young, he continues to be a strong presence for animal rights. May all beings be blessed to flourish in safety and happiness.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Sukun Papisan, which means goodbye in Javanese.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama of Ghana asks that leaders of the Gonja and Nawuri groups work toward peace to restore the previous and long-standing harmony of their peoples.
Azerbaijani Economic Development Minister Shahin Mustafayev and Secretary of the Hungarian National Economy Ministry Rose Nagy sign an agreement to increase their country's cooperation in a wide range of areas including industry, science, technology, and tourism.
Finding that smoking in cars exposes occupants to 23 times more toxins than other indoor situations, with children's rapid rate of breathing placing them at even higher risk for conditions such as asthma and lung damage, the British Medical Association urges for a ban on smoking in vehicles.
In Farah City, Afghanistan, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, employs hundreds of local women in renovating schools to help improve their livelihoods as well as offer professional training and skills such as painting.
The U.S.-based Washington Post features several articles about ways to celebrate a meat-free Thanksgiving, including veg-friendly eateries and a vegan feast being hosted by the Vegetarian Society of D.C. with best-selling author and vegan Dr. Will Tuttle as speaker.
As part of a pacification effort to eliminate crime and bring vital development to less fortunate areas, the military and police moved peacefully into the large neighborhood Rochia in Rio de Janeiro, with the government saying it can now deliver electricity and health care to residents.
CNN reports that a Thai manufacturer of prefabricated cement shells for Bangkok's elevated skyway has allowed them to provide welcome respite for many flood-affected families in the area, even providing electricity at no charge for the residents' additional comfort.
Multi-Grammy and Brit Award-winning singer-songwriter Adele shares in an interview with Britain's Radio 1 that she is giving up meat not only to become healthier, but also because of realizing more deeply the value of other beings' lives.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.